Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
This is an interesting one. I reckon you've probably heard this a billion times. It's Mandy and Todd from Strathfield Say, and their dog Millie is upsetting their children.
Maybe
nipping at their children, causing a few problems. You've heard this before, haven't you?
Look, this is a dog trainer's bread and butter, Sean. It's a quite a common thing, obviously, when you've got kids. Sometimes dogs do it to adults as well, but not as often. And scientists believe the reason for it is in part because we can often take pups away from their litter mates way too early. There is some research that suggests that maybe pups that stay with their litter mates up until about 12 weeks is really good for their social development. So this is a lot about social skills and learning the art of communication between animals. However, most puppies leave their mums at around 7 to 8 weeks of age, so we've lost that little connection between those 4 weeks. So often what they do, if you watch puppies play, and I do a lot, you'll see that when there's lots of noise, there's running and chasing and there's nipping and hanging off each other's ears and tails and all kinds of different things. So when the puppy goes to their new family, and this family just happens to have a whole heap of two-legged little ones, the screaming and the high pitching and the running and the erratic behaviour, the dog goes into their social skills. Unfortunately, their teeth aren't often very pleasant on our feet. So there are some things we can do to teach our little dog not to chase and bite our youngsters. One of the things that we can do is to wipe the slate clean, take the pup and the kids outside and start doing a bit of like a dress rehearsal. So we're going to try not to be screaming and running and being crazy while our pup's around. Now, if our pup starts to nip or bite or chase our feet, we don't scream, we just stop the game, we all walk inside, the energy levels drop, we walk inside and we take a break.
Okay.
What you're doing is you're teaching the pup that actually when you get to that level of intensity, the game's over. And if we keep doing that and we slowly do that one step in front of the other, before you know it, the puppy has learnt to self-regulate. Also, you can put pup on a lead. So if the kids are freaking out, they can get inside without the puppy chasing them. That's another alternative as well. But slowly, the pup will learn that we only go to this level of crazy.
So that's a bit like when a dog jumps up. You're supposed to ignore that, aren't you? And ignore the dog, is that right?
Exactly right. But sometimes for humans, we think ignore means just don't talk to them. But if we're looking at them, if our body is orientated towards them, that's attention as well. So we want to drop all the attention, but we especially want to drop the intensity level of whatever we do. So we go from crazy to calm, and then the puppy will learn to regulate from crazy to calm as well.
Good on you, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, Sean.